Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Good morning across the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is Thursday, June 1st, 2023. Along with Aaron Zommer as our producer and engineer, we welcome you into hour number three on the big program. Big winner there at the end of last hour, Mr. Zommers.
Congratulations, Deb. Going to the Brewer game on Tuesday.
Yeah, Deb, listening to us up there on the Buzz of the North, one of our new stations in the Civic Media Radio Network in Hayward, Wisconsin. I'm really excited to be on in Hayward, because I want to go and spend some time up there in the North Woods in Hayward. Looking forward to going to the World Lumberjack Contest later on this year up there.
Do a little show. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, do a little show. Of course, the Birkenbeiner is up there in Hayward. And then I want to make my way up to Bayfield, because our signal goes just to the shores of Lake Superior and Bayfield and Superior. So get up there and see some of that beautiful area of the state.
Get all the way on up there.
And do a show. I want to do a show. Our friends at Wonder State Coffee Roasters in Viroqua, they have a cafe in Bayfield that looks out onto Lake Superior. And I really want to do a show from up there, just sitting and having coffee, looking at the lake and talking to local folks and finding out what's important and on the minds of folks in northern Wisconsin. So congratulations to Deb in Hayward, Wisconsin, listening to us on our station, The Buzz of the North up there in Hayward. She will be on her way down to Milwaukee. Going to be a bit of a drive, but glad she could go. Her and three of her friends or family are going down to the Brewers game on Tuesday. This coming Tuesday, the 6th, they take on the Brewers due to the Baltimore Orioles. Game time set for 6:40, and she and her friends will be in those club-level seats. You can be in those seats as well. We'll be giving away more tickets all season long on our program and other Civic Media programs as well. So be listening to those. I know at our sister station at WRCO, FM 100.9 Richland Center, Phil Nee also giving away Brewers tickets this season. If you want to listen to the Brewers, because not everybody can go down to the game, of course. Best way to take in a Brewer game, aside from being there, is on the radio. Bob Uecker on those home calls, Jeff Levering as well, all the great folks on the Brewers Radio Network. You can listen to the Brewers, if you're in Southwest Wisconsin, on WRCE, News from the Center, AM 1450, FM 100.9 in Richland Center, and over in the eastern side of the state in Oshkosh. Oshkosh Air Support, AM, the Big 1100 from Sun Prairie to Shawano and everywhere in between across the Fox Valley. Oshkosh Air Support, great station over there at Oshkosh. Big reach with that signal. Our two flagship stations, you can listen to those Brewer games on the air, over the air, on those stations in Richland Center and Oshkosh all season long. And also a big thanks to our sponsors of Milwaukee Brewer Baseball, our local sponsors in Richland Center and Oshkosh and the parts in between, all those folks who help us bring the games to you. If you hear their ads during a Brewer game, go into their store, buy something from them, because they're the ones that are making the Brewer games possible for you to listen to over the airwaves. Congratulations and thank you to all of our great sponsors on the Brewers Radio Network this year. You can, of course, hear us give away more tickets, only you're going to hear us next week in the afternoon. On Monday, this program is moving time slots. As the Jeffersons say, we're moving on up, not to the east side, but to the afternoon. You can hear our show starting on Monday, June 5th, every afternoon from 1 until 3. Exciting news is we're going statewide. We're going to be on all of the news talk stations across Civic Media, from the Mississippi River all the way to Lake Michigan, from the northern suburbs of Chicago to the shores of Lake Superior and every place in between. You can find all the Civic Media stations at civicmedia.us. That's civicmedia.us. Or better yet, download the app, the Civic Media app. Go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Civic Media takes about a minute to download it. It's free, won't cost you a dime. Download the Civic Media app And you can listen to all of our great stations across Wisconsin. We'll be coming at you or coming to you on all the news talk stations from 1 until 3. Beginning next Monday, or this coming Monday, June 5th. 1 until 3, the Todd Allball Show moves into the afternoon. Looking forward to that. Mr. Zomers will be along with us at times, but we are going to have a new daily producer and engineer. We'll have him with us tomorrow. Reveal his identity. I think you're going to be pleased. You know, not Mr. Zomers, but I mean, Mr. Zomers will still be with us on occasion, still be doing Board Game of the Week, hopefully. And be with us part of next week as well, at least, helping train and settle in.
I'll still do a Board Game of the Week.
Fantastic. You're just here for the champagne for the Mimosa Fridays.
That doesn't hurt.
Right? Yeah.
But no, even if there's not an official spot in the show for the Board Game of the Week, I know how the system works. I'll just cut it off and do it anyway.
Yeah, see, that's the key. Zomers has the keys to the car. He knows how to make it happen. Oh, very good. Well, should be a great time. Like I say, a couple of changes here and there, but pretty much going to be the same show. All of our great usual guests are going with us. Trigby Olson from the Lincoln Project. Brady Ewing, former Badger and NFL player, will join us in the afternoon as well. And, of course, Kira Sabin, our life coach and positivity psychologist, who will be coming up next right here. Kira Sabin helping us think about what we say before we say it. Going to be a great segment. Come on back. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is a Thursday, June 1st, along Mr. Aaron Zomers, our producer and engineer. I'm not sure if she's a Swiftie or not. I'm a Kira-E. I'm a fan of Kira Sabin, our life coach and positivity practitioner, our guru of love to the stars. Kira Sabin is back.
If you're a fan of Kira Sabin, you got to call yourself a sugar pants.
Aaron, how do you... How do you know this?
Because I listened to I messed it up. I was thinking Relationship Quotient, but that's the website.
Oh, no, that's the podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, my podcast is
There's also
Dating
Reinventing
Daily.
Dating Daily. Yeah.
See, Aaron tunes in. He knows what's up.
I don't know what to say about that, but thank you, Aaron. Thank you. And yes, I do call my listeners sugar pantses. Well, I don't know why. I don't know where it came from, but it's now a thing, and here we are.
And it works.
Well, I have a sugar pants, and speaking of, I have my Pride t-shirt on today, my L.L. Bean Pride t-shirt. Can you see
that?
Yes! Oh, yeah.
It is. It's June 1st. I don't even know what day it is.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I know.
How you been, Kira? By the way, I'm very excited. We've been talking about this all morning. We are moving next week to the afternoons, a new afternoon time slot, 1 until 3. Big news is we will be on statewide across the entire state of Wisconsin, including Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, the Fox Valley. Had a caller from Hayward already today. We'll be on in Hayward, Eau Claire, La Crosse. And Kira Sabin, she's moving on up, just like with the Jeffersons. She's going with us. We're packing her along, and she's she's coming to our new time slot. So thank you, Kira. We appreciate that.
Of course. Of course. And in fact, I'm much smarter about 1 o'clock than I am at this time.
Are you?
Yeah. So yeah, I am.
Well, you're always fantastic. For those of you who don't know, Kira and I have known each other a long time. She is a positivity psychologist, practitioner, and life coach at Relationship Quotient. She has a podcast. We like to also call her the Troop Leader of Love. And she always makes us feel better and gives us great advice. And today's topic, Kira, is thinking, or to think before we speak. And one of the kind of the angles that you've suggested for today, and I think a lot of people could use this, we all have people in our lives that we care about, and we want to support them. They might be going through something, and it's like, how do I talk to them about this? Like, how do I really, I don't want to offend them. I want to be helpful. I don't want to talk down to them. So we're going to put it kind of an angle of giving support to those we care about. But this THINK, and it's an acronym, THINK before we speak, can be used in any situation, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that we move through the day just kind of giving our thoughts a lot of times to people. We're reacting to things. We're in our own headspace. And when somebody might be struggling when somebody needs, you know, feedback or advice, we are not always coming at it in the best ways possible. We're not really being sometimes as thoughtful and kind as we need to be. And I think all of us have had a bad day where we went to a friend or a loved one, you know, hoping for support. Mm. And, you know, and they like basically just tell us something terrible feel worse, right?
Right.
Which can hurt our friendships. It can hurt our family relationships. And it makes people not want to trust us if they can't bring where they're struggling to us. And I also know and see people who also don't say anything because they don't want to say the wrong thing.
Right. And regardless whether we say something that might be the wrong thing or we don't say anything, I think oftentimes, whether it's a friend, a family, our intentions are well, right? Like we want to use it.
Absolutely.
We want to do something. It's like, I know there's a problem or I know that this person needs support. But so we our intentions are good, but sometimes we kind of just screw it up by not thinking first.
Absolutely. And just by not putting kind of some thoughtful critical ideas behind it, because maybe we're once again reacting, maybe we're sharing our experience that may or may not have anything to do with them, and it's just not helpful, and we can do better.
So what's the number one question, Kira, that we should be asking when someone we know needs support? What's the number one thing we should ask?
And this is probably the simplest question that is out there. And probably, I would say, one of the biggest questions that will impact every relationship you have. Mm. So when you see somebody is struggling, when they're like, man, I have had a tough day or this happened, you know, and you see that they need to share or unload, the number one question you want to ask is, do you want me to listen or are you looking for advice or feedback?
That's really good. That's really good. Do you want me to listen or are you looking for advice or feedback?
Absolutely. Because what do we want to do? We want to fix it. We want to jump in and give them solutions. We want to go, you know, we see somebody that we care about struggling and we want to make it better for them. But a lot of times that's not helpful. It's not kind. It's not any of those things. And sometimes people in our lives just need to be heard.
As you know, I'm a fixer. So I listen. I try to be a good listener. And then, of course, I try to fix it.
And I'll tell you, one of the things that kind of, I don't know, the words broke me open was that I learned that listening was a skill. Mm-hmm. You know, as somebody with ADHD, we talk about this because all three of us had ADHD. Right. You know, I want to help. I like, you know, accidentally interrupt people just because I'm so passionate and excited. And one of the best skills that I worked on and has been life-changing is learning how to be an active listener, right? Learning how to be quiet and just support people through letting them unload what's going on in their head.
I think that's such an important question, but I'll say this, Kira, I don't think it's a question that gets asked very often. So if the person who is hearing that, who's receiving that, if you say, so do you want me to listen or are you looking for advice or feedback? And the person just looks at us and is like, I don't know. What do you do then? Do you proceed? Which angle do you proceed from if they just say, I don't know?
I would say listening. I would say your go-to should always be just, well, why don't you tell me what happened?
Perfect. All right.
Right? Yeah. And then if after what they've said, is something that you feel that you can contribute to in a good way, then you can say, I have some thoughts. Would you like them? You ask.
Right.
I even ask my clients, do you want feedback on this? Because sometimes they just don't. Sometimes we know what's going on. Sometimes we know what we did wrong, you know, or what the other person did wrong. And we just want to be heard because life's a little weird and hard. And people, there's a lot of hurt people out there.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say... Go ahead, Todd.
It's this delay over the old Zoom. I was going to say, I find that interesting just because like a lot of people, the assumption would be if they're coming to you, a professional, you would think that most people would want feedback, but I guess maybe not everybody.
And the thing is that I want to also break down a little bit of what that is. So feedback to me is I'm noticing something that you're doing that's not helpful. Would you like to hear about it? That's feedback. Mm-hmm. Advice is... something similar to this has happened in my life or somebody else I know's life or just kind of, and would you like me to share my experience? And then listening is you just close your mouth. Right? and then you can say things that are like, that are just the kindest way, which is I can understand why that would be challenging for you. You know, I would be angry if that happened to me also, mm-hmm. you know, I'm sad that happened. Like sometimes people come to us with really just cruddy things, you know, a parent's illness, you know, a struggle in parenting, and there's not anything you can fix. Mm-hmm. And that's when we listen and we just say, you know, I think you handled that really well. I'm really proud of you. Really just giving them, hey, I hear you. I see you. That's hard.
Yeah. I've told this story maybe on this segment before. The quick version is when I worked in government, both at U.S. House of Representatives and for the state Senate as a constituent liaison worker, caseworker. One guy, I remember in particular, I think he was a farmer, and he called in and he went off for over 10 minutes and he used a couple of four-letter words, not the F-bomb, but, you know, it wasn't really directed at me. And I'm like, I'll just let him go. And I just kept letting him go and go. And finally, he just stopped and he kind of took a breath. And I said, so... what can I do for you? And he said, I don't know. I suppose nothing. I just needed to get it off my chest. You know?
And I think that was a really good lesson.
That was a good lesson for me as a caseworker that I could pass on to other people in our office. But you know, sometimes we want to cut people off and say, don't swear at me, and you're trying to fix things. And sometimes people just need to be, as you said, need to be heard.
Sometimes life just stinks. right? Sometimes things happen we can't control. And you know, the best thing we can do for the people in our lives is just like, tell me about it. Yeah. And I'm sorry that happened to you, you know, and I'm here if you need to talk.
So you want to get into the first step of think, and it's THINK. And the first one is it true? T stands
Absolutely.
For is it true?
So if the people in our lives choose feedback or advice, we do. We want to be thoughtful on what we're saying, because I can tell you this as somebody who talks about love, dating and relationships all day, every day. Mm-hmm. And people come to me and say, well, my friend said this, or my mom said that, or my sister said this. And it's terrible advice, right? Like, I'm like, that is the opposite of what you should be doing. And right. that person thought they were helping, right? Mm-hmm. They thought they were fixing the situation. So the first thing is it true? And not just true for you, but like kind of universally true. Mm-hmm. You know, so it, you know, are you sure that this is something that, you know, is that is helpful and trustworthy versus, oh, I just heard this somewhere, right? Like, right. I love the urban myths we kind of spread around. Well, I heard so-and-so's cousin from this place. This is what happened to them. So maybe you should hold on to that. No, we can't do that. Is it true? And more importantly, is it kind of more universally true? Because something that might be true for you may not be true for others.
And don't we kind of live in this world currently, Kira, where as weird as it sounds, facts are suddenly debatable, not just in politics, but other parts of life. And suddenly we're debating things like, is the grass green? Is the sky blue? And so I think that truth is so important right now.
Right. And just and the thing is I think a lot of people confuse that if something's true for them, that might be true for them and it may be true for no one else.
Right.
Right. And just because that's happened to you in your life or your situation or your experience, doesn't mean it's going to happen for others. So when we share sometimes our stories or when we share, it scares other people, or maybe it gives them hope in a way that it kind of shouldn't, right? So right. It's just important to just really go, you know, is this true? Is this just my experience, or is this something that actually is true for others?
And when you talk about is it true, is it things, I'm trying to think of an actual practical, I got 30 seconds left before the break here, but we'll come back. We'll think of an example of true, I'll give you that, and then we'll continue on with the rest of it, talking about thinking before we speak, how to be supportive of someone we care about with Kara Sabin. Back with more after this. This is the Todd Allbowl Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. I try to follow my own advice. Welcome back to the Todd Allbowl Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10:33. We have our bi-weekly guest, as per usual, Kara Sabin, who is a positive psychology practitioner, life coach at Relationship Quotient, a podcaster, and we like to call her our troop leader of love. Kara Sabin joins us. We're talking about thinking before we speak this week, and putting it in the context of how we give support to those we care about. And I talked about before the break in the last segment, the first question we should ask someone is, do you want me to listen or do you want advice and feedback? Which I think is a fantastic way to start. And we started, Kara, with, and THINK is an acronym, and the first letter, T, stands for, is it true? And so I'll use myself as an example. Was Republican for 25 years, left the Republican Party in 2011. So let's say I'm out on a date. You know, that's a stretch right there. But let's say I'm out on a date, and this person, you know, he goes back and he tells his friend, you know, so I met this dude, we went on a date. He was a Republican for 25 years. And their friend says, oh my God, drop him right away. All Republicans are terrible. If he ever voted for a Republican, he's terrible. Well, I've matured, or I haven't changed, I don't think, a whole lot, but I was cognizant enough to say, look, this party no longer represents who I am and what I believe in, and so I left it. And so I think, is that a good example of discovering whether it's true before you give that advice?
Absolutely, right? So is it true of, you know, as I said, like versus your experience versus like a universal truth? And you brought up something great, which is, you know, people right now I find are just very frustrated, by dating, very frustrated, mm-hmm. like burnt out on online dating. And so, you know, they might go to a friend and talk to about it. And then they say, their friend says, oh, there's nobody good out there. They're all married. They're all taken. They're all gay or whatever.
No, like, no, they're not. Trust me. I'm trying to find my
right. And then we just are like, oh, yeah. And maybe that's that truth for that person right now. But that's not universally true, right? There are plenty of people out there that you could be talking to and getting to know and creating connection with that you can be with. But, you know, when we get stuck in those little what we think are true versus what's actually true, it becomes a limiting belief.
And I think it's also important, Kara, as a friend, a confidant, a family member, if someone says, yeah, I'm looking for advice or feedback, I think what you just started with, is it true? Maybe the most important thing, because we have to stop as people, in my opinion, who are asked to have the honor and the confidence of wanting feedback or advice. I think making sure that what we're giving that person back is true is so vitally important, because if it's not, that undercuts everything else.
Well, you know, I'm not going to deeply go into this, but a thing that I think you're kind of pointing to that happens that we aren't aware of is that our beliefs and thoughts becomes our future, right? So, you know, what we believe and what we, you know, whether it's a healthy belief or a limited belief, that's going to create your future. It's going to create your words. It's going to create your actions. And that eventually what they call a self-fulfilling prophecy. So when we're giving people unhelpful truths or unhelpful information, that also builds their self-fulfilling prophecy, which is not a good thing.
And we all bring our own prejudice. So that's something I've been trying to work on the last couple of years, is just being aware that, hey, cognizantly or not, my life experience, I have a prejudice. And I have to be careful and be cognizant of that before I speak.
Absolutely. You've had the experience of being a gay man who grew up in a small town in Wisconsin, right? Mm-hmm. Republican, whatever it is, those are your experiences. Your experience is going to create different thoughts, different beliefs, different patterns. And it feels really, really real for you. Mm-hmm. But your thoughts and experiences may have nothing to do with somebody, you know, who's from Chicago, from downtown, like South Chicago, and was raised in a, you know, very different experience. So you giving them advice and thinking it's true for everybody is somewhat downright silly.
Yeah. We have to be aware of, is it true? Next one, is it helpful? The H stands for helpful. Is it helpful?
Absolutely. Are your words helpful? You know, helpful to them, helpful to their situation. A lot of our feedback and advice, like I said, it's almost a knee jerk. It's almost a reaction to our experiences, to our prejudices, to our own stories. So is this going to help them move forward? Is this going to help them solve their problem? Is this going to help them just be able to change enough to feel more comfortable? And if not, don't say it.
I've had, what do you think of this? I've had people, friends who are dating or see other people in their lives or whatever. And so rather than making an opinion about this other person, well, I don't think he or she or whatever, I don't think they're any good. Well, I don't know that person really, right? I only know it through one side of this friend who's talking to me. So what I try to do is say, well, what do you think about, basically putting it back in a question to them and letting it be basically be a reflection board of their own feelings rather than imparting something that I don't know anything about. Do you think that's
absolutely
helpful?
I mean, listen, Todd, I have gone by one little adage to my life over the last couple of years that's been a game changer. And it's this: I don't weigh in on things I don't know about.
Right. Exactly.
I have just chosen, as a person, as an adult, as somebody who is somewhat of an expert in her field, that I don't comment on things that I know nothing about. Right. It's unhelpful. It's not true. It's not any of these things. And as soon as we are able to, and that's that, by the way, knowing that and being aware of that is very vulnerable, you know, to be like, oh gosh, it turns out I don't know everything, right? Or it turns out, and it really pushes up against our fixed mindsets about us being smart or us being, you know, so I very much, like if somebody's like, you know, what do you think of like polyamorous relationships? Right. I know very little about polyamorous relationships. I don't know the research. I don't know the problems, the expectations. So I'm not going to comment on that. That doesn't make sense for me. There are going to be experts out there who have studied this, who have researched it, who have worked with people on it. It does not, even though it's complimentary that somebody would come to me and ask my opinion, I don't weigh in on things that I don't know about. Because guess what? That's not helpful to anyone.
Next one. Is it, I stands for in think, I stands for is it important / inspiring?
Absolutely. Inspiring, and especially, are they inspired by what you're saying? And inspired meaning they are actually taking your words or your feelings to heart and able to apply it in positive ways, right? So once again, like what you said, maybe somebody comes and says, oh man, I've been talking to this person online. We've had a date or two. I don't know if it's going anywhere. And, you know, maybe you just had a bad experience, Todd. Like maybe something bad just happened to you and somebody ghosted you, which means, you know, you were maybe reaching out to somebody and they stopped getting back to you.
Disappeared,
right? I also like to call or talk about zombies, which is they die or they go away and then they come back and they keep coming back.
Yeah. That's like, why'd you ghost me?
Right, exactly. So they keep coming back, like all of a sudden, like, oh, hey, how are you? And you're right. Like, where'd you go? 3 months ago. I don't get it. Right. So, but let's say that you had a really bad experience. You are probably not going to be inspiring, right? You're not going to be like, hey, this is just, you know, this is just one person. Get back out there. You know, ask better questions, learn from this, you know, that's inspiring. You know, people are inspired by words to influence them and prompt them to do better things, amazing things, you know, make smarter and more thoughtful decisions. So is it inspiring? Or Todd, like if you've just had a bad experience, you might be like, listen, dating's broken.
Right.
You know, you and I should just go to Cancun and hang out, right? Like forget this.
We should, like, by the way, but that's another story.
Right. And, you know, and there are times where somebody will ask me a question and I'll just be like, you know what? I've just had a really negative experience. I'm not the person you should be asking about this at this time.
But also I think in those situations too, when people have been talking to them or they ask me for advice or whatever, I think it's right or wrong. You tell me if I'm on the wrong track or right track. I think sometimes it can be inspiring to someone by being vulnerable and saying, look, I had this experience, like whatever, and I went through this crap and I came out okay on the other side. You'll get through it. Like to let somebody know they're not alone. I mean, Susan Simon, the anchor at Channel 3, tweeted me something years ago. She said, you could get through anything as long as you know you're not alone. And I've always found that so powerful that if you just know that, hey, I'm not the only one out there to experience that, I think that can be inspiring.
So first of all, I feel like I just had like an 80s or 90s moment. You like referencing Susan Simon from
fantastic.
Like Channel 3.
She's
or
still there.
Whatever.
Yeah. Is she? Yes. Yeah, so live at 4 with Mark Kane every afternoon, 4 to 5.
I did not know that. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for that great information. But you know what? This is called empathy, right? Mm. This is actually called compassion. Mm. And we feel better when we know that we are not the only one experiencing what we're experiencing, mm-hmm. right? It makes us feel a part of something. It makes us feel, you know, like you said, not alone. It makes us feel like, okay, this is part of the human experience instead of just terrible things happening to me and, you know, I want to cry.
Right.
So, you know, so to me, yeah, absolutely. Like whenever we can say to somebody, I hear you. I've been through something like this. It's hard, but you'll make it to the other side. Like sometimes we just need to be reminded of that.
And that's inspiring.
Absolutely.
Next one, we got a break coming up here in a couple, 3 minutes, but we'll start on it. Next one in think is it necessary? The N stands for is it necessary?
Here is the very basic way to think about this. Does it improve on silence?
That's
and let
good.
Me tell you,
that's
when it comes really down good. To it, not a lot of things improve on silence if it comes down to it. Mm. You know, a lot of times people can process through their own stuff, you know, by us just listening. People can learn a lot more by just talking things out. And I think talking things out is important because our brain's a little crazy up there and we have to get the words out of our mouth to be able to see them. To be able to see what's really going on. Because otherwise it's just floating in our brain. So does this actually improve on silence and just listening? And let me tell you, I think probably about 80 to 90% does not.
And that is so important, Kira, in a conversation, I think, or especially in a conversation like this, trying to be supportive of someone. Silence, we're just wired as humans, I think, not to be comfortable with silence. And so we want to rush in and fill that void. And I think sometimes if we could just hold ourselves back and be comfortable in the silence, it allows for thinking and for the person we're trying to convert to kind of take a moment and then go on and tell their truth. And that's so important.
Absolutely. That's why when you said if they don't even know, always start with listening. Always start with, well, just tell me what happened, you know? And you said something really great, Todd, which was, you sometimes just follow up with questions, right? So not advice, not feedback, but just like, you know, a big question I ask not only my clients, but my friends and even Danny in my relationship, I say, what would you do different next time?
Mm-hmm.
Now that is a thoughtful question because number one, it gives us back control. It gives us back forward thinking of, you know, yeah, this didn't work, but I could do better. You know, it's a little bit of a growth mindset. And it just allows, it also just allows for us to not go into a victim mode and instead go, what actively can I do so that this doesn't happen again?
And don't you think, Kira, right or wrong, don't you think that oftentimes we or other people, we know the answers. We know this, but we just don't, we're afraid to like face it. I mean, things that you've helped me out with, I mean, some of the most helpful things is asking me questions that bring out things I already know.
I mean, that's called coaching. It's actually what it is like right there. You've just explained what life coaching is, right?
Right.
So that's, you know, and that's why I think coaching is such a helpful thing, because sometimes we just have to be asked different questions to find the answers.
Yeah.
Right. That there's a lot of stuff we do actually know about who we are and what we do and why maybe this is happening to us. And yes, your friends probably know, you know, if you're single, why you're single.
Stay tuned. More with Kira Sabin on the other side, talking about being supportive of people we care about, thinking before we speak. It's the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Because my world would be a wonderland.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. It is now 10:50 on the Civic Media Radio Network. That's 10 minutes before 11 o'clock. That's 10 minutes before As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jay Matt Nair. Can say that today and for tomorrow. And then we're going to follow them, kind of, sort of. Starting next Monday, our show, this show, moves to 1 to 3 in the afternoon. Starting on Monday, you can hear us across the Civic Media Network statewide. Starting on Monday from 1 until 3. As Goes Wisconsin will start an hour earlier and be on from 10 until noon. So looking forward to all these changes coming up. But for today, Kristen and Jane still follow us here at 11 on As Goes Wisconsin. Stay tuned. Another great program coming up today. We have a great guest, as always, every other week. Kira Sabin, our friend and positivity psychologist practitioner and life coach at Relationship Quotient. She's a podcaster and, as we say, troop leader of love. Kira, before we go on, if people want to sign up for some of your great seminars, you go all over the world. Sometimes they're virtual, sometimes they're on location. If they want to get in contact with you, give us the deets.
Absolutely. The best thing to do is go to relationship-quotient.com, which is my website. As we all know, there's the IQ, which is an intelligence quotient, and there's a EQ, which is an emotional quotient, and I'm helping people build the skills and mindsets for better relationships, which is the relationship quotient. And you can find me there. You can find me on Instagram. I'm there every day at Kira Sabin. And I do have an upcoming retreat in Tulum for women, whether you're single or coupled, in July, that I still have a couple spots left. So if anybody wants to come to Mexico with me and work on themselves, we're going to have a private villa and that has two pools and a private chef, and it's going to be pretty amazing.
Maybe I could just go along. We could do this show from Mexico, and I could just bring you drinks. I'll be your pool boy, Kira.
Well. Okay, we can talk about it. But yeah, so I love to take particularly women to cool places around the world to work on themselves and connect with other great women.
I think that's a great idea, because oftentimes when we get away from our normal or natural environment, I think it just frees us up as people psychologically. It frees our mind. So I think that's a great idea.
Thank you. I absolutely agree. I think that sometimes we need to step out of our lives, away from friends and family, and just reevaluate and reset.
Right.
Right. Exactly. Right.
So relationshipquotient.com is where you can find Kira Sabin. We're talking about thinking before we speak this morning, in particular, how to give support to those we care about. We finished up, or anything else, Kira, you want to finish up on N? Is it necessary? N is the, is it necessary in the part of think?
Nope, because I think that does it improve on silence is the only thing we that we have to know about that.
All right,
because not many things do.
Last letter in THINK, the acronym, stands for, is it kind? Is it kind?
And we all know the saying, right? Like, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all.
Right.
And I think that that's really true. And if your friend is hurting, or the person in your life, your parent or your child, if they're hurting and we can't bring kind thoughts and phrases We're making it worse, and we never want to make it worse. I don't doubt that anybody who's listening to this, if they're giving advice or feedback to their friends and family, it's well-intentioned, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean it's working. So just saying, is this a kind thought? Is this a thought that will help, like I said, move them forward to feel better? Like, is it just, and also, is it kind is holding, them in integrity versus am I just being nice and saying what they need to hear?
Right.
Or want to hear, I should say.
That's a fine line, isn't it? What do you do when you hear something? I'm just going to throw this out. Like, let's say it's clearly an abusive, either psychological or mental abuse or physical abuse. When you know, as you're someone who's receiving this, you know that this is not a good situation for this person. How do you best present this? Like, you need to get out of this, or you need to reevaluate this. How do you break the bad news while still being kind?
And sometimes kindness, Todd, is, have you thought about talking to a professional about this?
Yeah.
Right? Have you thought about talking to somebody who is an expert in this field? Because, I have some thoughts, but I don't know if they're ultimately helpful or kind, right? And if we're not sure, I regularly say to people, I'm so honored you came in and asked me about this, but I think that that's probably better suited for a therapist. I think that's better suited for a professional that can truly guide you through this process versus me just saying some comment now.
I've heard you use the phrase sit with others' emotions. What do you mean by that?
And one of the things I just wanted to say is that sometimes we don't want to sit down with people. Sometimes we don't want to ask people how they're doing, even though we see where they're hurting, because we're so uncomfortable with other people not feeling good. Mm-hmm. And if that's true, we have to take a look at ourselves, and we have to understand that the emotions are a part of the human experience, and that includes good ones and negative ones, and that the kindest and best thing that we can do for the people we love is to be able to sit and receive their emotions, no matter what they are, even if it doesn't feel comfortable for you, even if you don't like your own emotions. That is part of relationship building, and so important in every relationship.
2 minutes left. Okay, 2 minutes left, Kara.
Yeah. And I just want to say that sometimes people come to us in our life and we're not in a place to give advice, mm-hmm. to give the time for that advice, or to have the energy for it. And we should know that and set a boundary, such as, I am so sorry you're struggling right now. Mm-hmm. I've had a hard day too. Can we maybe come back to this tomorrow or the day after? Right. Because if we know that we can't be thinking, before we're speaking, if we know that we've had such a bad day or week that we're only going to bring our own crap and vomit all over them, then we need to say, I see you and I hear you, but I don't have the time and energy for this right at the moment. Maybe I can in a couple of days. And even though that may be hard to say and it may be hard to hear, it's so much better than truly hurting somebody through our words.
If I could add to think, I would say think, duh, the D would stand for don't make it worse.
Right. And that's just are my thoughts and what I want to share right now going to make it better or going to make it worse? Mm-hmm. And if we even just ask ourselves that question, it's pretty telling, because so many of us are just so excited that somebody's asked for our advice, or we're so excited to be able to share our own thoughts, or, we aren't even sure if it's going to be more helpful.
Yeah.
So just being able to ask ourselves some of these questions before we speak is helpful to create trust, create connection, create intimacy, and it's important in all relationships.
Kara Sabin, positivity psychology practitioner, life coach. You can find her at relationshipquotient.com, relationshipquotient.com. Kara, you're fabulous as always. We thank you. We'll see you in the afternoon in a couple of weeks or so.
I'm excited.
Me too, Kara. You're fantastic. Thank you so much, my friend. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you very much. That's Kara Sabin. Thanks to Mr. Zomers as well. Our callers, the Brewer tickets. Stay tuned now. As Good as Wisconsin with Kristen and Jane is next. Keep banging on your drum.